The next point is heartwarming love. Okay? So there's different kinds of love. There's one kind of love that wants others to have happiness in its causes. This kind of love is slightly different. This kind of love is just seeing others as lovable or affectionable. Yeah? Just seeing others, it arises, this particular kind of love arises from having cultivated the first three steps. Okay? So after you meditate on those first three steps of seeing others as our mother, remembering their kindness and wanting to repay their kindness, then this one kind of automatically arises. It doesn't need to be meditated on specially. And it's just kind of a natural feeling of affection for others, as if wanting to care for them as if they were your kids, you know, in the same way that a parent just so readily takes care of their child, then having that same kind of feeling of ease in caring for somebody and real joy and pleasure in doing it. And I think they use the example here of parent and child quite deliberately. Because after hearing these teachings, then I started doing some research and talking to some parents, you know, and finding out how it was that they helped their kids. And I remember my grandmother saying that, you know, when they grew up, because my dad grew up in the middle of the Depression, and the family was quite poor. And she just told me one day how she used to, you know, there wasn't very much food, and she would just give it to my dad and my uncle and just, you know, kind of not eat herself. And it didn't bother her at all. I mean, it was like the idea of taking care of her kids was just what she wanted to do. It wasn't a sacrifice. You know, it was just what she wanted to do. And so I think very often parents have that kind of feeling for their children. I talked to one other woman when I was in India who was saying that too. She said, you know, you do things for your kids so naturally that you wouldn't do for anybody else. I mean, just things like, you know, I mean, who else's diaper would you change? And just somehow kind of whatever the child does, the parent, you know, always looks in the fascination of who this child is. I remember my cousin had a baby, and I had a family get together. And I hadn't seen him in years and years and years. He barely looked at me, you know. He was just like completely fixated on his child. The child couldn't do anything. My cousin was just following him around, you know. So this feeling of just seeing others as beautiful and attractive, as a parent sees their child in that way. And so here, it's not just, you know, looking, for those of you who are parents, looking at your own children like that, but taking that feeling you have for your kids and then generalizing it towards all beings. Because wouldn't it be nice to be able to look at all beings with that same kind of love that a parent looks at their child? And so this is what the heartwarming love is about, is really seeing others as lovable. Instead of, you know, the mind making all its lists, well, I can't be friends with this one because blah, 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 they did this and they did this. And this one I can't love because he did blah, 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 blah. You know, and like all of our reasons why everybody is so objectionable, it's really putting that down and just kind of letting ourselves see that others are lovable. Why? Because they've been our mother and they've done all this incredible stuff for us in previous lives. Okay? Yeah, I mean, refuge is that whole foundation of having that clarity in your mind of where you're going, and that you have positive guides and you have the spiritual sustenance and you have somewhere to turn for energy and guidance and acceptance and inspiration and blessing. And yeah, and that having that refuge often gives us the internal strength to then do these things, which are sometimes more difficult. Let's sit quietly for a few minutes then.